Welcome to this meditation on this day. So, I've assumed that you've taken a place that facilitates you into a physically comfortable position, whether it's sitting up on a chair or sitting on your mat or lying on your side or lying on your back, in a physical space that's balanced. As balanced as you can be, really, with the body that you've got. Taking some moments to settle into one position. Just checking that the spine's relatively straight, so not turning the head left or right or up and down, but having the head in the center. Letting the shoulders soften. The arms, being aware if you can relax the arms on the ground or on the knees or somewhere that feels right. So taking a posture that facilitates a little bit of relaxation, but also the balance of alertness, which is very rare for a human being to come to, a space of relaxation, but wakefulness, the combination of being relaxed and alert. Soft eyes, closing eyes, or keeping the eyes half open. Particularly if you feel a bit sleepy, letting some light come in. I mean, if you've had a really busy day, you might really quite like to take a really deep rest into this space of relaxation where you sort of drift and you hear my words occasionally and then you drift back into the tide of the river that you, when you need to have a sleep, your body will certainly take one. But if you can, sort of coming to that place of just being alert and awake. Not waiting for anything to come along into this space, but sort of presenting yourself, putting the welcome mat out to experience. And just for a few moments, feeling the current situation in your body. Can you listen to the different languages of your body, different parts of your body, as they show up to your attention? So turning the searchlight of your attention to the physical sensations of whatever sensations come along now, whether it's in the hands for a moment and then the eyebrow or the cheek or the belly. Actually feeling your body, being aware that you're in a body, and any interpretations or judgments that that invitation offers to you, feeling the body from the inside out. And if you can, having no argument with your body for a few moments, just listening to it, feeling it, or being aware of the arguments that you have with your body, being aware of the body and awareness of you knowing that you're tuning into your body as well. Moving out of clock time and connecting into body time, aware of the body. Now sometimes even the suggestion is, the invitation is to be aware of your body, and your attention will go to more mind time, where you'll be more aware or enchanted by your thoughts. So when that happens, it's not a question of if, but when. Bring attention to the physical sensations of weight and movement and tingling and pressure and discomfort and comfort of the body, this body, your body. And for can be really quite useful to remember to be grateful for your body as it is. You've got it for a little time anyway, and bringing some appreciation to the fact that you can feel different parts of your body, even though your body might be challenged. Clothing and air touching the body, movements from inside your body, and the breathing that's ongoing for the body to survive, feeling the incoming and outgoing breath. So useful to feel breathing to produce the sensation of calming, quietening, centering. Not taking my word for it, but just feeling each breath and the body connection now. Verifying it for yourself, your own inner knowing. The different spaces of the body saying different things. Are you more in the upper body, naturally? Do you feel more sensations from the chest upwards? Or are you more of the right sort of body, feeling the right arm and right leg and different sensations on the right side of the body? Or do you feel more sensations in the lower body, the pelvis or the legs? Or are the sensations spontaneous? Different parts from the lower body to the upper body, just coming and going in and out of awareness. Any patterns in body sensations? Are you aware enough to feel a pattern? Or is your attention quite scattered? Bringing in everything, coming in close to your body over and over again. Inside sensations. And really tuning into them, letting them have their time and their space. Not asking them to be different, just as a practice, making this space for you to be in your body. Feeling your breath and feeling your body. Now continue to feel your body and continue just to be on the mat as you are. Of course, if you need to move, if you're really in pain, feeling free to adjust a little bit and then stop. If you can, just staying in that one space and expanding your attention to be really on the field of the ears and listening now. So listening to the sounds around you and inside the body. And know that you're hearing. Listening with the whole body. And if the sounds are quite strong in your environment, is that shutting you down? There is a resistance to the sounds that you're hearing? Or are you liking what you're hearing? Is there a movement towards those sounds? Are they self-soothing? Or do they rev you up? Listen to the sounds moment to moment. And maybe the space is in between sounds. Sound of my voice and other sounds. Your breath is always there if you feel to, if you remember. To remember to feel breathing when you want to re-center, to come back home. And then again, listening to the sounds of life. remembering that your job is just now to listen. When you find your attention drifting, as it naturally drifts, come back to your body and actively listen. You don't need to judge. Listen. Each moment, the space doesn't need to be filled with anything. You don't need to fix anything. Just listen. Once more, when you return to the feeling of breathing, really would you feel where you can notice breathing the easiest place in your body, please? Feel the sensations of breathing. That might mean taking some deeper breaths, just to actually feel that breath a little bit clearer. Now, all the moments of the in-breath, all the moments of the out-breath if you can, clearly feeling breathing here with me right now. Now, of course, forgetfulness is the practice. We often forget what we're doing. So your job now is to feel breathing, remembering firstly that you are breathing, and then to actually feel that breath. In this moment, not in the past, not the future breath. And when you turn your attention now, which is a little bit more tricky, really, for most of us, to actually turn the searchlight of your attention now to allowing your body to be that way, whatever way it's communicating to you, because you're in a body, and accepting your body as it is if you can. Of course, the sounds are still around you and inside you, and they'll keep going, whether you like them or not. And same with your breathing. The breathing will be there. It's a matter if you tune into it or not. But the offering now for awareness, if you choose to, is see if you can be aware of when a thought comes along into your attention or a feeling, and actually to be aware that you're having that thought or having that feeling, to actually know that feeling is there, know that thought is there, and actually to allow it to have its space from beginning to end. More often than not, we're just swept away in it. We don't really know that we're in it till we're really deep in it. And then often then we're aware of it, then it disappears. So notice the process of your own thinking if you can. And any habitual thoughts now, I'm not asking you to start to think about anything specifically. I'm asking you to wake up to your own thoughts and actually let them have their space now. And wake up to your own feelings and let them have them space, not to resist them and not to feed them as well, just to be aware of them. We've always got your breathing to come back to. And sometimes when you get the invitation to check into your thoughts, they don't happen for a while, but surely they will come. And they might come like a trickle or an avalanche. They might be quite overwhelming. But can you be aware of it anyway? Awareness of your own thinking and feelings now. And using your breath, if you want to recenter yourself, to re-anchor. moment to moment, making a space of being, being with the feeling. Feelings are often the background, they're right there. Thoughts are a bit quicker, they often come in a bit faster. Maybe a cascade, one thought triggers another, that triggers another. Maybe the thoughts about what you did today, or what you'd like to be doing, or have done, or anticipate to do. Just because you're having a thought doesn't mean it's true. Be aware of thinking if you can. Once more, would you bring attention back to your breathing? And focusing your awareness, invite your awareness. It's lovely to have the idea of invitation, inviting your attention to rest in the sensations of the nostrils and breathing now. To feel, if you can, the air coming in through the nostrils and out through the nostrils. Remembering that you'll forget what you're doing and where you are is very natural for lots of the time or just moments of time. Forgetfulness is part of the practice of remembering. So we oscillate. Tune into this breath is the goal, just this moment. Accepting whatever arises and coming back to breathing. In the nostrils. You don't need to breathe deeply now. Feel breathing in the nostrils. And then move a little bit more attention down into the throat level. See if you can feel your breath here. Simply notice the throat sensations, or maybe not simply, perhaps. Can you be aware of your throat, that you have one, and the air that passes through it? And see if you can bring attention over and over again to your throat and your breathing. Doing your very, very best to accept yourself, to allow yourself to be, remembering if your attention goes to a sound, you just let it go there, then come back to your breathing. Remembering if you start thinking about other things, not a problem. When you can remember, come back to your breathing in the throat. It's not a problem that your attention goes elsewhere. Just retrieve it and bring it back. Move again, invite your attention to flow down into the chest area, the space occupied by the chest, and in particular the middle of the chest, central part of the chest. And see if you can feel the chest, any sensations in the chest, and the breathing process that's ongoing in the chest area. If your mind gets restless, just feel the restlessness if you can. Come back to your breathing. Move attention down now into the belly space. Lower the mind awareness. Bring your attention down the body. Seeing if it's firstly possible to connect into the belly space and to do a little bit of deep allowing of the belly to show up to you. Any feedback in the belly now as the body breathes? Not forcing the belly out or up or in any shape, but sort of allowing the belly now to be known. And maybe your breathing makes it down into the belly, and maybe it doesn't, not a problem. Connecting into your breathing and the belly space. Bringing an attitude of accepting of the belly if you can. Opening. Remembering, your attention will go, you'll forget what you're doing. Your attention will go to lots and lots of other locations. Gently return it to the belly. Even if it just goes there for a moment, bring it back again. Like training a puppy, train your attention. Place your attention in the belly if you can. Breath to breath, you're breathing, you're here, or are you here? Or do you want to be somewhere else? Just noticing how your mind will have a life of its own, and your job is to not give yourself a hard time if your attention's not on your breathing, and then come back to breathing regardless of any commentary. Feeling each breath as best as you can. Taking these moments for you to rejuvenate, recenter, gather all the parts of you back into your body, back into this breath. Letting go of any stories of the past or fantasies of the future and resting in breathing. Let go of the breath now. Let go that you need to follow it or feel anything in particular in any part of the body. And check in with the whole of yourself. Being aware of what's there to be known now. Is there a closer connection with yourself? Is the connection in a busy mode, a softer mode, a more contented mode? Are you rested or restless, contented? Take some moments to remember that you have carved out a space for yourself to reconnect. To look after yourself for your own well-being. Time to reflect, regather, recenter. To breathe. To be. All the different parts of you. Not always easy, not always comfortable, practicing. Thank you for your time and your practice. Namaste.